This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So way back in hour number one of the program this morning, I said I was going to go out on a limb and make a prediction. Well, I'm going to augment that prediction. I did say I think that Wade and Willis will wind up with their own MSNBC program, but now I've got a title for it. It's going to be called Off the Books with Wade and Willis. And they will tell you how to manage all your transactions and simply just say that you did. And oh, man, I'll tell you, this testimony that we witnessed, and there's evidently more coming today, folks, was just really took the cake. I think people around the country were tuning out the soap operas and tuning in Annie Willis on the stand. Well, folks, welcome to the program. Friday edition is here. It is upon us. It is hour number four of the program, and we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. If you have a question or comment for our next guest, our good friend Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, also author of the book Nullification. And also, folks, if you want to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com, that's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message if you have also a question or comment for Frank. We've already got a lot of great messages this morning, had some great song requests, great everything. And let's make it even better by bringing Frank Silvato into the mix here. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, you mean the program Off the Books in Between the Sheets?
I like that. That's even better. I'm telling you, I don't know where these two are going to wind up, but something tells me MSNBC. I don't know why.
Yeah, or a reality TV show. Just let them go.
Yeah.
You know, but one thing's for sure, they shouldn't be inside a courtroom anytime soon in an authoritative manner.
That's right. Well, so, yeah, what do you make of that? The testimony, I thought it was just really, I mean, this was the best thing on television, it seemed like.
Well, they got caught.
Yeah.
They got caught. So, you know, trying to salvage careers can be kind of melodramatic. But the fact is they got caught. And when you dig into the motivating factors of most of these prosecutors and district attorneys who are going after Trump, you realize there's a stench of Soros there and a huge burning stench of politics there, and that most of these things shouldn't have ever seen the light of day. It's a blatant attempt to try to keep somebody off the ballot and cripple someone politically, and the days of political persecution are here in the United States.
I think you're exactly right about that, and it's very, very unfortunate because the American people are not appreciative of this. They really kind of see this for what it is, and her testimony, I just think she just came off as being not just argumentative, but it's something more than that. And then she even mentioned about when she was being admonished to answer the question, and you're an adverse witness, not because you're opposed to what the lawyer is questioning you is all about. And she's snapped back and said, well, they're opposed to democracy, you know. And I just thought, there it is. You know, this is such a tired old trope that they have now.
Well, she's arrogant. She's arrogant, and that is the chief element of being an elitist snob. And that's who's in control of the judicial system today in the United States that has been completely politicized, never should have been, not intended to be. It's supposed to be the branch of government that is left untainted by politics. But nevertheless, here we are. And when you corner an elitist snob, and you catch them dead to rights in a lie and impropriety, they lash back like that.
Oh, yeah, big time. big time. And the boyfriend, Mr. Wade, you know, he seemed to be having, I don't know, the worst day on the stand that you could possibly think of. He went through so many bottles of water and so forth. And, you know, it, again, I just think a lot of the protestations, for example, from Fannie Willis, it was a lot of it was steamrolling, trying to talk really fast and constantly, you know, snap back with something. Are you calling me a liar? This kind of thing. It was just there to deflect. You know, why not just answer the questions? I think it would have even painted a better picture than what happened with the way she behaved.
No, people who are cornered, especially from the progressive left, don't like to answer the questions because they feel offended you're even allowed to ask them. Who are you to question me? I am elected. That goes along with relative truth. You know, the whole idea going back into the progressive era, pre-1970s sexual revolution, where we talk about relative truth.
Right.
Who are you to question me? I'm elected, therefore. Therefore, I hold this office, therefore. My word is beyond reproach. Who are you to question me? And when you have a relative truth, well, Trump bad, then transgressing the Constitution, not caring about the law, cutting corners, it ends up with this arrogant defense of bad behavior.
Yeah.
You know, so we want to get back to good in this country. And I'm not saying that the sexual revolution of the 70s was a bad thing entirely. But it certainly altered the way we think when we had to grow. We just cemented ourselves into this Frankfurt School moral relativity and truth can, it can slide this way and that way. And your truth is good, but my truth is good, too.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, we can't really come to conclusions then, you know.
Well, you certainly can't land on the moon thinking like that.
No kidding. That's right. That's right. And that's what you're describing, of course, is just, you know, I don't even know how it gets fixed at this point because it's so deeply ingrained in this idea of the relativism and moral relativism. You know, what's your truth? Just like what you're saying. And it's definitely hard. Yeah.
Putting something into theory and discussing and examining and ratcheting up theory is one thing, but taking a theory and making it reality without authority to do so, our academic system is out of whack.
No kidding. Good, very well said. Frank, stay right there. We're coming right back after this short break, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and author of the book Nullification. No shortage of stuff to talk about this morning, so stay right there. We're coming back, I promise.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, if I can move, baby, keep on working, for there's ain't no time to quit.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I said, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a good.
All right, Friday edition, folks. And we're racing through it. It goes by so very, very quickly. Maybe just a tad faster on Friday. I think so. And maybe because, I don't know, maybe because we just have the pedal to the metal maybe a little bit more on Friday, but don't tell anybody. So we don't want to get in trouble if we have the pedal to the metal. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And we're going to be talking here again with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, also author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we've been talking about the Fannie Willis testimony and so forth, but there's a lot of other stuff, too, that's going on here on Friday, not the least of which is this, you know, satellite scare, you know, the satellite scare thing. Now, one of the things that we're hearing about this, too, is that is this being over sort of emphasized in order to try to get the Ukraine funding through, this kind of thing?
Well, that's one of the things. It's been on the radar for a year. When Johnson came out and was talking about it, he said, "Yeah, we've been following this. It's serious, but you know we're on top of it." To throw that out there in the media and ask for all of this to be public that's where the eyebrow was raised. If the Intelligence Committee has been briefed on this and people with clearances understand that it's there and they're taking it seriously. And, you know, but it's one thing for Congress to take it seriously. It's another thing for the Pentagon to take it seriously.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's something to both move the Ukrainian funding through and also try to affect an election. Everybody believes that Biden is a very weak leader to be able to put a a military issue on the table and say we need a strong leader, which is implied by this issue, it could be politically motivated. So I think it was probably bad form to come out and with the press release the way that was. That said, the Russians with nuclear weapons in space, you know, we got to look at the physics of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when there is a nuclear explosion in space? What does our atmosphere, how much protection does it give us? Do we have technology in place to be able to make that a moot point? When we look at a lot of the testing that we've been doing with ballistic missiles out in the Pacific Ocean with laser-related weaponry, you have to wonder if we have a launch detection in space, if a laser wouldn't be able to take that out before it even leaves its housing.
Well, as I recall, I think at least back in the 60s, I believe, at that time period, they did go ahead and essentially have the nuclear test ban treaty, no atmospheric tests, and I think no tests in outer space. That was, I think, the agreement way back when. But obviously, they're looking to, you know, shoot down these satellites or do something else, maybe with an EMP, for example.
Yeah, we were talking about this back in the 1980s when we were talking about Ronald Reagan and Star Wars. And the Russians were out of their mind saying you can't have space-based weapons. You know, that was the biggest protestation that came from the Russians back then is, no, there's got to be a treaty where that doesn't happen. So this move by Putin, if in fact it is a move to actually do it, and it's not theory, and he's not taking a page out of Reagan's saber-rattle playbook with SDI, you have to look at the reality of the matter and not the theory of the matter, but you need to prepare for the worst.
Right.
And I don't put it past, you know, Putin's ex-KGB, he understands how potent propaganda is. The Russians, the Soviets, lost the Cold War based on in large part, on the propaganda campaign of the U.S. about the capabilities we had militarily, and we crushed the Russian economy as they were trying to catch up with something that really wasn't there.
Right. Well, in fact, Gorbachev, years later in an interview, said that it was Reagan holding strong basically at Reykjavik, where Reagan would not give up the Strategic Defense Initiative, or more commonly known as Star Wars. Gorbachev said, yeah, that was kind of the beginning of the end, it's just a paraphrase. But that shows why if you're stalwart, if you have resolve and you won't move on something you know you shouldn't move on, well, that can be a good result.
No, and to the great extent that was marketed to the Soviets to make them have fear, you know, Putin's going to use things that worked before to see if they work again. And all he's doing is turning the tables if, in fact, this is a propaganda campaign. We already know he's using one in Ukraine.
Right.
So to get someone in Congress to say, you know, they're getting ready to put nukes in space, you know, okay, we have to focus on this. Well, if that's a bright, shiny thing that the Russians want us to be focused on, what are they doing they don't want us to pay attention to?
Good point. Good point indeed. And certainly, and this brings up the whole thing with Ukraine as well. You know, it's I've seen some reports that say Russia can hang in this fight for another 2 to 3 years easy at this point. At some point, I can't imagine this would go on for another 2 to 3 years. It seems like it should have been over a long time ago if we were able to give them what they needed to actually win this thing, but it seems like they have just enough to be at the subsistence level.
When you total up all of the money and then all of the cost of all of the armament that has been sent there, not only by the United States, but by all the NATO countries and all of the other Western nations that are supporting Ukraine, they should have won it already.
Yeah. I mean, if they gave you or I $100 billion, Frank, I think we could probably find a way to win the war. I'm not being facetious, but these numbers are so astronomical that you got to wonder, why couldn't this be done?
Well, this is why people like Rand Paul are correct on the issue of Ukraine. unless you can tell me where this money's gone, not another cent.
Right.
We're not an open bank account for you to just come and take money when you want to. The American, how many trillion dollars in debt now?
Yeah, 34, 35, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have the money to keep giving to foreign nations just because we want you to be our friend. We don't have that. You either say, you know what, you're worthy to be an ally of the United States because you've got the biggest, most potent, most incredible military deterrent on the face of the planet, and we'd kind of like your protection if it hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, and give me 50, you know, Pakistan, why are we giving them a dime? They hid bin Laden. They're two-faced. They are not honest with us. I wouldn't give them a penny. But we have to do it for humanity. Well, you know what? Talk to your friends at the UN who don't pony up their dues every year and tell them to take care of Pakistan.
Well, you know, a lot of this is, you know, some people say, well, this is such tough talk and so forth. But the problem is that we keep getting sort of bled dry. And our economy suffers, our defense suffers ultimately because of this. And again, we're spread thin, and we have our military all over the place, for example, in the Middle East. And in so many ways, they're sitting ducks for things.
You know, and this is the big pivot that happened during the Trump administration. Trump was not an isolationist, but he didn't believe in – he followed George Washington's – advice in the farewell address about foreign entanglements.
Right.
You know, we don't need to shy away from world events, and we certainly shouldn't leave our allies hanging in the wind, but we do not need to be the world's policeman. And we especially don't need to be the world's policeman if nations around the world expect it and don't pitch in to pay for it.
Exactly right. I mean, there's got to be a lot more give and take on that. And Trump, you know, he's catching some heat for talking about NATO, stuff like that. But it, at least it gets the conversation going, you know.
You know, Kyle, the thing, whenever they talk about the comments that Trump made about NATO, they fail to say that only six countries in the NATO alliance are up to date on what they're supposed to be spending there. Only six nations pay the 3% of their GDP, which is the dues to be in NATO. Everybody else is delinquent.
Yep.
Who said they get a free ride? I'm not saying they're not good people, and I'm not saying they shouldn't be in the alliance, but pay your dues.
Well, that's right. Well, because they know that, you know, even if they don't, it all just kind of keeps going on. But, yeah, they do have to step up, and Trump's right to at least bring this up, you know. I'll tell you what, Frank.
Absolutely.
Yeah, stay right there, Frank. We're coming right back. More with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA. USA News Update. Russian President Vladimir Putin would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House. Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable for Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Yet another House committee chair has opted not to seek re-election. Mark Green of Tennessee, who currently chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, revealed Wednesday his decision to retire from Congress. Citing his belief that Washington is broken, Green becomes the fifth House committee chair to announce their departure from seeking re-election. Phoenix police have reported the arrest of a Detroit Pistons player following a pregame altercation that turned violent with a Phoenix Suns player Wednesday night. Witnesses told police that the dispute between Pistons player Isaiah Stewart and Suns player Drew Eubanks began in the arena's parking garage and escalated when Stewart punched Eubanks. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are racing through hour number four, which translates in time to the 5 o'clock hour. So if you're just waking up, if you're just getting up, turning on the radio, we're glad to be spending some time with you here this morning as you get ready for your Friday, because it is Friday. Happy Friday to you. A little bit of that Friday energy we're transferring via the magic of radio this morning, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course. 949-822-7959. We're talking with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we've been talking about Fannie Willis. We've been talking about the satellite issue with Russia, basically. But we always talk a little bit about what's happening at the border, especially where Texas is concerned right now. And it looks like a federal judge, this from the AP, a federal judge on Thursday had voiced concerns over a Texas law that gives the police a broad authority to arrest migrants on the charge that they enter the country illegally, saying it would become a nightmare if the U.S. had just what's called a patchwork of states enforcing different immigration laws. But what Texas is doing, I mean, they're being forced into this position because the federal government won't lift a finger.
Right. The chief job of government at any level is to produce the protection of the citizens within their authority. That's their chief reason for existing. the federal government, especially for Texans, and I'd say people from New Mexico, Arizona, and California chiefly, but the 50 states in total, are not being protected from an unsecure border because the federal government is refusing to enforce already legislated and codified laws relating to border security and immigration. This would be different if no law existed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there's laws on the books that President Biden can enforce right now, which is his duty, not his option, but his duty under the Constitution to prevent what's happening at the southern border, and he's not doing it. So Texas must protect its population per its Constitution. So Abbott and this, the government of the state of Texas is executing not only its due diligence, but its obligation to the people of Texas to keep them safe. You know, we see this in location after location where these immigrants, you know, I cannot believe we're calling them immigrants. They're criminals who have transgressed the laws of the United States to be here. They know they shouldn't have crossed the border. They did it illegally. But, you know, but we see they've arrived in New York. They've arrived in Chicago. They've been arriving in L.A. for decades. And you're seeing the crime tick up. You know, it's in New York. It's the crime is just skyrocketing out of proportion there, and it's almost 90% due to the fact that you have an illegal immigrant demographic there that is going unaccountable for the crimes that they're committing. Now, media won't say anything about that because it's not politically correct to say, well, illegals are doing it.
Right.
That would prove the point about why you need a secure border. So the media is not going to report the specifics of why there's a spike in crime in New York. But you're kidding yourself if you don't lay that at the feet of the people who shouldn't be in this country in the first place.
Well, sure. Now, of course, your book Nullification, you know, talks about the idea when something doesn't go with the Constitution, that states have a right to essentially nullify that. And I know I'm oversimplifying there, but in this particular case, Texas isn't nullifying something. In fact, the federal government is nullifying itself by stepping back and not doing its duty. And one would think, now, if tanks were rolling across the border at Juarez, let's say, or, you know, coming across at El Paso, and military soldiers were coming by, and what if the federal government said, nope, we're not going to send the army down there. It's really not, we don't think we want to do that. It's not part of our agenda. Texas would have every right to muster whatever forces it had to repel the invaders. So, in other words, conceptually, there's not really a big difference here, the fact that the federal government is abrogating its responsibility.
No, you're right. They've, you know, to use their argument, well, maybe the Mexican military just wants a better opportunity to be a better military.
Right. Yeah, they come up with some cockamamie thing like that.
Yeah, they're just looking for an opportunity to actually understand what it's like to have a victory instead of losing to the drug cartels all the time. This goes back to the moral relativism and my truth is my truth and your truth is your truth. The gaslighting they're doing to the American people on the border, we see through it. It's not even effective gaslighting. We see through it. It's a political move to deteriorate the democratic process we have during our elections. They're using the Cloward-Piven strategy to flood the zone to an uncontrollable extent where it alters the reality that exists artificially.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening on the border. Texas has decided they don't want their electoral system screwed up by the federal government's gerrymandering of reality, and they're taking measures to do so. Half the governors in the United States support Abbott and the state of Texas to the point where, I don't know, now it's like 12 or 13 have sent National Guard troops down to aid the state of Texas.
Indeed.
You know, I know Louisiana's done it, Indiana's done it, Florida's done it. You know, this is significant. And the fact that you're not hearing the federal government really protest that, you can't move your National Guard, you can't do that, means the jig is up and they understand the states have authority to do things.
Right, and so, and the people are not with Biden and company on this at all.
No, every poll, even the most leftist poll out there, shows that the people are absolutely against, by 25 points and more, up to 65 points, against what the Biden administration and ipso facto Obama II administration is doing to the border. The one thing the next president, whoever it is, when they come into office, that border must be shut that day.
Well,
that day.
Right, exactly. Well, but that also kind of begs the question, what will you do about those who've already come across the border? They are here illegally. You know, is are they crazy like a fox to say, we've got millions and millions of people come in during the Biden years, and, you know, it's going to be impossible, quote unquote, to send everybody back across the border. You know, it's just going to be a very tall order, obviously. So what happens? Is there an amnesty, or is there a path to citizenship, or do they is there some other methodology here?
You can bet dollars to donuts. The Democrats will say, well, it's just too big a task. It's just too big a task, and you know they're paying into the system, even if it's on with street tax and the way dollars happen on the black market and stuff. So let's figure out immigration reform. No. No, we need to figure it out, but no one should be rewarded. The border and immigration reform have to be two separate issues. Securing the border is simple. Secure the border. Build the wall. Secure the border. When people come over it, they're arrested and pushed back. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be executed. Immigration is a separate issue. Immigration is how do we meter the people who are coming in and make sure only the deserved get here?
Right.
And the Democrats have been trying to marry those two subjects together for as long as I've been alive. You know, okay. So let's handle them as two separate subjects. And quite honestly, I'm not sure that Americanism understands the word we can't do. We put a man on the moon when everybody laughed at us. You know, nobody said there'd ever be laser weapons. We've got them. You know, so 11 million people are here illegally. When you find them here illegally, they go because they broke the law.
Well, I hear you exactly what you're saying. I can see the Democrat Party elite, though, coming up with commercials that basically say it's like they're putting people in boxcars and sending them, you know, it's going to be that kind of, you know, over-the-top propaganda stuff. It's going to not be pretty.
Absolutely. Little Dickie Durbin is going to say you're trying to rip parents and children apart.
I know, but we could almost write the script for it because that's exactly what they would say. And you're absolutely on the money on that, Frank. Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, our time's come to an end, but like I said, it goes by so fast. I can't even explain it. But Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Take care. All right, folks. Stay right there as well, because we're coming right back with Patrick Hyland. He's the host of the Sports Zone. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through the Friday edition of the program. We have so much more to tell you about, so much more to talk about here on the program this morning. We're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland. He is, of course, the insurance quarterback. He is also the host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. That's the host of the Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. And you can hear Patrick every Sunday morning from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll be talking with Patrick here in just a few moments. And by the way, folks, don't forget you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message or opine. But let's bring Patrick on. I think we're going to have him here in just a moment. I think he's going to be connecting here just momentarily. And when he does, we're going to bring him right here on the air. But once again, folks, glad to be with you this morning. And we're going to be talking some sports. And I know that we're going to be talking about what's happening with this new scoring champion, basically, Caitlin Clark. from the Hawkeyes in Iowa. She's become the NCAA women's career scoring leader on Thursday night. It's really, really something. And so I know that we'll be asking Patrick about that here in just a moment. But also, folks, we've had a lot of great calls this morning. I really appreciate it. We've had a lot of great direct messages. We've had a lot of fun, and I especially enjoyed talking with Frank Silvato there. We were really onto something there, I think, with the immigration issue. And then also, of course, we were talking about the Fannie Willis testimony, and that, my friends, was just very, very strange. you know, to say the least, it was very strange. And it's going to be more today, though, here on Friday. That's for sure. And so we're definitely going to be watching for that, because that, my friends, is just a very, very strange sort of set of circumstances, don't you think? I really think that she was very belligerent. She was very combative. And it just was one of those things where it just, you know, I think just didn't make a lot of sense. All right, I think we got Patrick Hyland. Patrick, are you there this morning? Oh, and we lost him again. I think he's maybe having trouble with his phone. We see him connecting here, but then it drops out. So, okay, so Patrick, if you're listening, keep calling us back, because we definitely want to talk to you this morning, and we hope that you can. But at any rate, folks, as while we're waiting for Patrick again, once again, it's been a great morning here on the program, and we hope that you have some great plans here, not just for Friday, but also for your weekend. And in some parts of the country, of course, you're going to be looking at some more snow. And here in Southern California, we're going to be looking at some rain coming in probably at the end of the weekend, and probably, you know, into Monday and Tuesday, another atmospheric river is coming in. So that's not going to be a whole lot of fun, because we still got a lot of, you know, even though it's been dry for several days, you know, another big storm could actually do a lot of damage. All right, so let's continue here. And I think, again, we're going to try to get with Patrick Hyland here in just a moment, and we'll see if we can get him back on the line. Sorry for the technical issue this morning, but like I said, there may be an issue perhaps with his telephone this morning. But we are waiting to hear from Patrick Hyland, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with him. But at any rate, folks, once again, 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be on the program this morning, 949-822-7959. Let's take a quick call while we're waiting for Patrick. I think we got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Can you have an idea about how many radio stations George Soros has bought up lately? I was hearing it's getting to be quite a big number, and especially in California. Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for the call. You know, that's a good question. We can definitely try to find out something about that. You know, it's interesting, too, because obviously trying to control many media stations has always kind of been the, in the realm of the very far left and the liberals. They've always had kind of a real problem in trying to generate the kind of thing on talk radio, for example, that we've seen with conservative talk radio. I remember there, way back in the day, there was this thing called Air America, and they thought this was going to be, it was going to be the big counter to, you know, conservative talk radio, and it was going to really, you know, spread the word about liberalism and so forth, and conservatives were finally met their match, this kind of thing. And of course, it fizzled really, really bad, as I recall, and they just weren't able to do that kind of thing. But in terms of other things, like, you know, in the mainstream media, obviously, people feel like there's definitely a real left-leaning bent right there. So that's a good question from Mary in St. Pete. We appreciate that. We'll try to find out about that. All right, I think we got Patrick Hyland on the line. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you today,
Hey,
sir?
Doing fine. Sorry, I know we were having a little bit of trouble connecting this morning, but I'm glad you're there, because it wouldn't be the Friday edition without you.
Well, I appreciate that much. Hey, things happen, you know, technologically, things happen in this world. There's the good things and there's the bad things. And incorporated into sports, which is a good thing. So
that's right.
So that's what it's all about, man. No, two things. Congratulations to Caitlin Clark in Iowa for breaking the NCAA women's scoring record last night. So congratulations to her. Do a shout out to her. Tiger Woods came back yesterday, Kyle, and teed it up there at the Riviera Country Club in L.A. So he shot one over, had a little back spasm. We'll see if he can regroup today. If he can shoot under par today, he should make the cut, unless a lot of guys go under. So that'd be nice to see him over the weekend play. And then let's not forget, we had the Daytona 500 this Sunday, and that's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a great race and a really good lineup, to say the least. Guys will be really going at it. Joey Logano got the pole position, Mike McDowell. So it's the one who hit Chase Elliott. Those guys are in the top five. Some guys in the back of the pack where at Daytona, anything can happen. You know, you have this kid Chastain who can ride with the best of them, and Truex. He always gives you a good race. So a lot of guys will be looking at that this weekend, and it'll be a lot of fun, and with the golf. So a lot to look forward to. They've already started spring training all around the country out there in Arizona and Florida. So we'll be here in the crack of the bat, and we'll get our first spring training games here in about a week and a half. So it'll be fun to go to the ball game and have a hot dog and have a beverage and just watch the great game of baseball.
Oh, yeah, and the peanuts, too. That's one of my favorite parts.
Right on, man. That's funny, Cal, right on. So, well, that's a pretty quick wrap-up. Some NFL news. Geno Smith's going to stay with the Seattle Seahawks. Don't know if Joe Flacco is going to stay with Cleveland or move on. And then here in Tampa Bay, Baker Mayfield. They're looking to sign him to a contract. Hopefully they can work out a reasonable contract for both parties and not hurt the salary cap too bad for the Bucks, so they can get some more additional players. So that'll be nice to see that occur. And then last but not least, Cal, just want to let everybody know if there's anything I can do to help you out with any financial or insurance needs, please feel free to call me. I'm here to help. I'm here to just guide you through the maze of it all. I'm easy to talk to, easy to work with. I don't put any pressure on anybody. I'm more of a coach than anything. We're going to guide you to where it's best for you. If you see that there's an opportunity for you to change some things and do some things better, then great. If not, we'll keep you where you are. That's what it's all about. Every year is a different year. Everybody's situation is different. And I like to treat everybody on a one-on-one basis. And I've been doing it for over 30 years, Kyle, so I'm doing something right.
That's
a lot
right.
of people appreciate what I do, and it's funny, radio and sports and insurance and finances, it's funny. Been an interesting life, and been an interesting meeting a lot of people, Kyle.
Yeah.
And I enjoy that, because that's what it's all about. So please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. Let me give you that number again, 813-966-1052, and let's see if I can save you some money or get you a better plan. God bless you, Cal. Have a wonderful weekend. Talk to you Monday morning, sir.
Sounds good. God bless. Have a great weekend. Yes, we will talk on Monday. Folks, we are out here for this morning. We'll be back for the weekend edition bright and early on Saturday morning. Kyle Warren with you. Go out there. Make it a great day today. Take care.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
spend your life with Extendo.